Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
WGN 842.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello, Bob.
You know, it's a good thing you made that split pea soup, because with this weather, it has really warmed me up, and I know...
Yeah, you have it every day.
I know. Yeah, well, it's soup weather. I know people can get that recipe.
It's split pea soup, in case you want that recipe.
It's what? Way. It's what?
Split pea soup.
Yeah, split
you
pea soup.
You didn't say what kind of soup it was.
Oh, yeah. It's on your savvy-planet.com website, and Marianne sends out recipes, and if you subscribe, you can get a recipe every week, savvy-planet.com. I don't get it that way. I just open up the fridge and get it.
And there's two recipes, really, that we sent out last week. One was for regular split pea with ham hocks, and the other one is for vegan split pea, which is what you've been having all week.
Mm-hmm. And but, fortunately, yeah, for me, you make that soup for me, and I don't have to go online. I don't have to cook. I'm not exactly a whiz on the computer, right?
No, that's why you're not subscribed to to get the recipe. Actually, you are subscribed, because every Tuesday you say, hey, that newsletter looked really good.
Yeah, I do see it. I think you subscribed me. So the other day I was on the phone talking with a very nice customer service person at our daughter's school in the finance department. She was helping me log on to my account, and Marianne walks by and she says, how is it that this woman doesn't want to murder you? what was the problem exactly?
Okay, because I know exactly what she was going through when she was trying to take you through all those prompts. She was saying, you were saying things like, wait, my password is wrong, or wait, my screen disappeared, or there's something wrong with this app, things like that. So I was, you know, trying to get in her shoes, and I was really feeling enraged. Because when I try to help you with technology, you don't seem to have just like the basic computer skills. And by that, I mean that you don't really understand how a computer thinks or works. I'm not, you know, like, this is not, you know, a criticism. This is a problem that a lot of people have.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a criticism. No.
No, but the reason you don't know how a computer thinks or works, you know, naturally, is because every time you have a problem, you ask one of the kids to solve it for you, or you memorize like something that you have to do. And when you memorize it, you eventually might forget it one day if you don't do it all the time. So, you know, like basic computer skills, like cutting and pasting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know how to do that.
Yeah, that took a few years.
You know, there are a lot of people who aren't as techie as you are, Marianne.
I know, but it is common with people who are a little bit older. Not that you are old, because you're completely young at heart.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you get my gist about that, right?
I know what I'm doing on the computer most of the time.
Right, most of the time. And but it is overwhelming. I mean, we have smartphones and tablets and laptops, you know, social media, and it is easy to get overwhelmed. And the reason is there are a few reasons that people do get overwhelmed if they don't feel like they're naturals at it. And, you know, the main reason is because, you know, people who are older were in their 20s and 30s when the first mobile phones started. And so your generation, and mine, by the way, didn't grow up with the smartphones. And that's like, you know, that's huge. And that's why it's really hard to catch up if you're not always doing it. And also, a lot of people feel like there's a lack of need. They perceive a lack of need. So a lot, you know, you'll hear a lot of people say, well, why do I need, like, I remember you saying, why do I need a camera on my phone? I just want a phone that's like, you know, the Razor, that just, the phone just dials numbers.
Yeah, just make calls. Right.
Just mm-hmm. make calls.
But I said that a long time ago.
No, I know. You said that a long time ago, but it's like, it's the thinking that a lot of people have had over the years. That's why it's hard to catch up. Because if you're not jumping on something right away, you know, you have a harder time catching up. the fear of the unknown. People don't know what to expect. Like, what are the new gadgets that are going to come out, you know, with, you know, the phone? Fear about internet safety. A lot of people don't realize that there are, you can really be safe online if you create strong passwords and you adjust your privacy settings. And you don't post personal information like your physical address or your vacation dates on social media.
Too many passwords, though. I mean, that's a problem.
I have a great little password keeper that I use, you know, maybe 5 times a day. I mean, I'm always using that. A lot of people also have computer anxiety, like, you know, they think that they're going to break something or they're going to do the wrong thing.
No, I don't, because you're in the house and I know you'll help me after you yell at me.
It's hard, you know, and a lot of people are also, you know, they think that it's really complicated and they don't have the desire to do it.
I wish the kids, you know, I wish the kids were still in the house because they tolerated me. They had a lot more patience than some people I know.
Right. Well, you are a creature of habit, and that is one of the things, too, is that, you know, people who are older a lot of times have a hard time shifting out of the habit that they've had 40 or 50 years watching the same TV with the same channels. You know, it's hard to adjust. But the silver lining here is that there, you know, it's really great. Like, if you buy yourself a tablet, you will be able to learn so many things in the easiest way. That's the best advice that all these experts have, is start by learning how to use a tablet. Because it's almost like a phone, and it's not as complicated.
I have one, don't I?
I think you've had 2 tablets that you don't know about, and you have given them away.
Oh, I thought you were talking
or the other, because you didn't know how to open it up.
I thought you were talking about my laptop.
No, a tablet, that's a laptop. A tablet is like an iPad.
Oh, what about an Excedrin? Is that a tablet? Because I need that.
That is a tablet, too.
Marianne, let's have a nice weekend, okay?
All right, Bob. Don't bother
soon.
Those people with all your computer questions.
All right. See you in a little while.